Hello and welcome to Meiwei's Chinese Medicine Matters podcast, where we share traditional Chinese medicine news, research, and topics relevant to TCM practitioners and students. I'm Lauren Kaufel, and in this episode, Yvonne Lau, the president of Meiwei Herbs, discusses the formula, six flavors, Liu Wei Di Huangtong. The original article today's episode is based on was written and researched by Mark W. Frost. Mark W. Frost, MSTCM and licensed acupuncturist, is the chair of the Herbal Medicine Department at the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine in San Francisco, California. Professor Frost teaches in both the master's and doctoral programs, serves as a clinical supervisor in the college's community clinic, and has had a private practice in San Francisco for over 30 years. He is the author of numerous articles on Chinese herbal medicine and has presented at several TCM conferences since 2014.
Before we get into Dr. Frost's article, I wanted to share a couple of interesting facts about Liu Wei Di Huangtong. Many years ago, during one of my trips to Lanzhou Fuzhi factory, incidentally, the folks who make our Liu Wei Di Huangtong, I found out that this formula is the most popular classical TCM formula used in China today. This was really interesting to me because here in the US, it seems that Shaoyuan is more popular by far. I remember thinking what a great discussion this could be. How much of differences in usage could be attributed to differences in the lifestyle and environment, China's reliance on manual labor in factories, on farms, and in construction, stress from a more rigid political system and past cultural upheaval, etc., could all contribute to the depletion of yin more and at a younger age. Of course, the fact that China's huge middle-aged and elderly population being much more likely to use Chinese herbs would play a significant factor too. But that's a topic for another time. Another fact was that the official monograph adopted in the Chinese Pharmacopoeia for Liu Wei Di Huangtong is from Lanzhou Fuzhi, which means their version is the official benchmark for the manufacturing and quality standards for this formula. It made sense when I thought about it because Lanzhou Fuzhi's tea pills are famous throughout China, and they're actually accredited for inventing modern extracted tea pills, and they've been making Liu Wei Di Huang for nearly a century. Now let's talk about the formula itself. This humble six-ingredient formula, Li Wei literally means six flavors, contains Xu Di Huang, Shan Yao, Shan Ju Yu, Mu Dan Pi, Fu Ling, and Zi Xie. It's used to tonify liver and kidney yin, clear deficiency heat, and secure the Jing essence. It was created by pediatrician Qian Yi and recorded in his Key to Therapeutics of Children's Diseases during the Song Dynasty around 900 years ago. Qian Yi had taken Zhang Zhongjing's kidney qi pill, or shan qi wan, and removed the interior warming herbs, prepared fuzi and gui zhi, and substituted Xu Di Huang for Shang Di Huang. These changes created an entirely new formula with very different indications. Qian Yi had created this new formula for the treatment of slow development in children. This pathology, considered a lack of thriving, was referred to as kidney timidity, or shen qie. It wasn't until about 200 years later, during the Ming Dynasty, that Li Hui Di Huang was seen as an essential treatment for kidney yin deficiency. Xue Ji, a well-known court physician, identified this formula as having the ability to fortify water to control fire. Li Hui Di Huangtong was eventually seen as a primary formula for nourishing the yin of the spleen, liver, and kidney, and has become, along with its many variations, one of the most widely used herbal formulas in Chinese medicine. This formula is a beautifully arranged combination of two groups of ingredients, with each group containing three herbs. The first group is made up of tonifying herbs, one each for the liver, spleen, and kidney. The chief herb is Xu Di Huang from the tonified blood category, which strongly nourishes the kidney yin and essence. The formula's first deputy, Shan Ju Yu, enters both the liver and kidney organs, nourishes the liver, and helps consolidate the kidney essence through its ability to gather and consolidate. The second deputy is Shan Yao, which, having a mild astringent quality, stabilizes the essence while also strengthening the spleen. The proper functioning of the spleen is essential in restoring kidney essence, as it's considered the source of all postnatal qi. The second group of three herbs, the assistants, provide a predominantly draining function in the formula. Fuling leaches dampness from the spleen while at the same time balancing the astringent nature of Shanyao to prevent damp stagnation. This preserves the vitality of the spleen as the primary organ responsible for nourishment of the body. Zixie, the second assistant, clears and drains an overabundance of kidney fire, while also preventing stagnation from the heavy, moist quality of Xu Di Huang. Finally, Mu Dan Pi opens and cools the liver to counterbalance the warming and astringent properties of Shan Ju Yu. An important way of looking at this formula is to see that its overall function is to nourish the substance of the body, the yin. One of the central tenets in TCM is that overwork first damages the qi, and if not reduced, will eventually damage the yin. In general terms, the pathological process leading to yin deficiency is excessive physiological work leading to qi, and if unabated, to yin consumption. The precipitating causes can be of either internal or external origin. The tongue of a typical patient who may benefit from Li Wei Di Huang would be red, tender, dry, and even cracked. The tongue coat may be very thin, geographic, or there may be no tongue coating at all. Their pulse would likely be thin, rapid, and small. The clinical presentation of liver and kidney yin deficiency may include mild night sweats, 5 centers heat, afternoon flushing, dry mouth and throat, weakness or soreness of the low back, lightheadedness, mild tinnitus, diminished auditory acuity, chronic dry sore throat, fatigue, and spermatorrhea. In more advanced cases, symptoms may manifest as wasting and thirsting disorder with excessive urination. It's important to note that though this formula is used to treat broad-based yin deficiency, the practitioner must understand the formula's limitations. In the medical lecture notes of Qian Zai, the physician Qin Bo Wei notes, "The most important indication for Li Wei Di Huang Tang is kidney yin deficiency due to harm from exhaustion leading to patterns of emaciation." The literature also says it treats insufficiency of all three major yin organs, spleen, liver, and kidney. But when all is said and done, one must clearly see the main cause, the main organs involved, the main pattern, and make modifications according to the specific nature of the disorder. If one mistakenly assumes one can treat all yin deficiency patterns in the same way and treat them all with Li Wei Di Huang Tang, one's success in the clinic will most definitely not be very high. The main takeaway here is that the study and use of combinations based on Li Wei Di Huang Tang are extremely important. Modified formulas include Qi Ju Di Huang Tang for kidney yin deficiency with blood deficiency affecting the eyes, Mai Wei Di Huang Tang for lung and kidney yin deficiency, Zhi Bai Di Huang Tang for kidney yin deficiency with deficiency heat or fire, and Ming Mu Di Huang Tang for liver and kidney yin deficiency with liver yang or wind rising. For formula percentages, dosage and administration suggestions, and cautions and contraindications for Li Wei Di Huang Tang, please refer to the original article on meiwei.com.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode and exploring the formula 6 flavors. If you would like to read the information this episode was based on, you can find it linked in the episode description. And please subscribe to the show. It's a great way to show your support and to hear when our next episode comes out. In the next episode, you will hear from William McLean, who will be discussing male factor infertility. Until then, take good care of yourself and your patients. Chinese medicine matters, and so do you. Hi everyone, Lauren here again. Welcome to April. As many of you know, Chinese Medicine Matters is the podcast of Meiwei Herbs, a TCM online store and dispensary where practitioners can ship directly to their patients. And this month, let's embrace the beauty of April while keeping your ears, nose, and throat happy. For a limited time, stock up on seasonal nasal formulas and breathe a sigh of relief. Practitioners, use code SNIFFLES24 at checkout on meiwei.com to receive a 15% discount on all seasonal nasal formulas. And remember to sign up for the Meiwei newsletter for exclusive content and ongoing promotions. You can find a link to sign up in the episode description. And thanks for tuning in and supporting Real Chinese Medicine.